Well, I think what we took out of it is the same message that we've taken out of lots of engagements over the course of the last 3 to 4 years with the banking and insurance group in Donegal, especially, who've worked very closely with us in bringing the real issues that people have on the scheme, on where they are in terms of their own journey within the scheme, but also in terms of the responsibility that the banking industry has. The banking industry is one of a number of industries which has a critical role to play for people as we work our way through the scheme. So it was important that the Federation, which represents the industry more broadly across the country, took part in the discussion today and keeps us up to date from a local authority perspective as to what's happening.
One of the points made to you by Councillor Joy Beard was that she is now in a situation where she's had to take out a bank loan, not a mortgage because she can't remortgage her home, but she has a bank loan at a rate of over 6%. And as she said, she is being penalised for preserving the bank's collateral. And she felt there was an unfairness to that that needs to be addressed.
Well, the scheme is the scheme, and at the moment in excess of 3,000 people have applied under the existing scheme. Over 1,000, I think it's 1,109, have commenced the construction of their home again after what happened. And I understand just short of 400 houses have been completed, mostly through full demolition. You know, each different house each different owner has a different experience. Not everyone who's in this position has a mortgage, for instance. There are some people who don't need help, but there are those who do need help. But the responsibility of the banking sector is to make sure that if we can lend to people, we will, if they can afford to repay. The very last thing the banking industry needs to do right now, as I said at the meeting, is to lumber more debt on people who have no ability to pay. And if that can't be resolved, then it's an issue, obviously, for the state and through the housing agents to see if they can resolve those issues in terms of gaps. But the number one task, I think, and I said it at the meeting, is to get this scheme working. And the numbers speak for themselves in the fact that over 3,000 people have applied under the scheme right now. The banks have a role to play, no different to the insurance industry, no difference to the legal industry in terms of conveyancing. And ultimately, it requires us all to work together. And that's why we were so attuned to the need to create a forum where all of the industries work together and come around the table. And that forum has been established thanks to the good idea that came from the banking and insurance group.
You did make the point. You did make the point that this is a learning curve. Donegal is the first county of what's likely to be a number to go through this process, and it's a matter of trial and error. When you come back to the DCB committee next year, the year after that, do you believe things will be better in terms of the funding streams for people who are on the scheme, the ability to get people to fund what needs to be done, and most importantly, the guarantees that once done, their homes are mortgageable and, as you said yourself, importantly, saleable?
Yeah, because, a mortgage is one thing, conveyancing, legal assurance is another, and saleability is the real test. Are there people there to buy these homes ultimately? And that requires some kind of guarantee. That's why it's so important that as we go forward this year, probably the critical issue for everyone is the NSAI report IS465, which has now is being considered by the National Standards Agency. We need to get certainty and guarantees within that. I think that will be critical in terms of how we go forward, not just for homeowners who are going through this horrendous situation, but also for the industries from our side on the banking side especially as well. And ultimately, you need people to buy these homes into the future. A market only exists if there are sellers and buyers for any different commodity that is there. And until we get some certainty on that and we get the market moving and we get more people through the scheme with a good outcome at the end, that's really the objective for this year, to get real pace into the scheme and ultimately to fix parts of the scheme that may be needed to be fixed. And the government has responded on different parts of the scheme in the past. This is the scheme that's there, and I think there's a collective responsibility in all of us to try to make it work, to, of course, amend it and improve it as needs be, but to make it work so that we get people back into their homes. The number one priority from a banking perspective, as I think it's as I said at the meeting, is around remediation of people's homes, not people to be concerned about bank balance sheets or what's going to happen to the future. What's really important is we get people back into their homes by the provision of capital the government have provided for the purposes of remediating the defects that are there, and that we get confidence through the process of the IS465. We're working with different players, different stakeholders, to see what we can do to help in that process. And I did make the point in my remarks to the council itself that, you know, the banks have absolute commitments to duty of care to people as we work our way through this. You know, we've close to 200 people who work in the main pillar banks in County Donegal with 22 branches. They're real people living in real communities. Many of them may well be affected by this problem themselves. This is an issue of importance to very senior executives and to boards of banks across the country. It's our market. It's our country. We have a responsibility to deliver for people. And as we work our way through solutions for people, hope we can do that.